This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Guess what? I'm not Robbie Dillmore. It's Jerry Mathis, Ray's Body Shop and Record Service Christian Body Shop guy.
That is his new title, Christian Body Shop Guy?
You had never heard that before?
No.
Have you?
Wow. Do you have, like, shirts? And is that your nameplate down at Ray's Body Shop now? When I go down there in front of your desk, I'm gonna Christian Body Shop Guy?
I may have to get that there. And then I'm going to get one for Bob. The Christian...
Junkyard
guy. Yes, sir. We all had names early on in the Christian Car Guy world there. This morning, as I mentioned, Robbie is not with us, and as I mentioned last hour, I just asked everybody to lift him up in prayer as he is recovering from the coronavirus, him and his wife Tammy. If you get a chance today during your personal prayer time, just say a prayer for him that God will put a hedge of protection around him and bless them with a quick recovery without too many complications or rough days. I know a lot of people are dealing with that in the world we live in today. But this morning, I'm excited about this show and having in the studio Bob Young with me.
Great to be here, Jerry.
And also Mark Garrow, who, whenever Mark's around, usually he walks off and everybody goes, "That voice sure sounds familiar. Who? I've heard that voice somewhere before."
And you have to also remember what goes with that voice, a face for radio.
if you listen to the Christian Car Guy radio show just moments ago, we had a caller who said that was a lovely man sitting over here, and I had to look back just to make sure. I thought somebody had snuck in on us.
Well, just because we backed the truck over him a couple of times, he doesn't have to do it, does he?
He just put the bus
right over the top of me right there.
Yeah. Well, this this morning on Kingdom Pursuits, this is a call-in show also. If you have a call, and what we're going to talk about is just how God uses us in the platforms we have. And we're going to talk a little bit about racing because both the men in front of me have got ties into racing, but also just how God will use whatever we are. And as we've said in the past, and as you've all, everybody who's listening has experienced, we're living in a world that has changed drastically in the last year. And there's been a lot of ups and downs and deep valleys and God calls us to come out of that, and that's what we're going to do. And again, when we share our stories, how God has given us a platform, I'd love to hear some of your stories, how God has used you. And the call-in number is 866-348-7884. And I kept thinking,
and I tell you what, if somebody calls in for our first caller, I will find something, an autographed hat or something I've got in my little...
Hey,
I got a little man cave that's got all kinds of little weird things in it, some sheet metal and different things like that.
So that's a little incentive. You don't
first
even
caller.
Have to answer a riddle to
yeah,
get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's no
there's
contest.
No riddle, so
there's
that's,
no contest.
There's nothing wrong with that. And
Or should we say that since Bob is so famous for his commercials that they have to give that phone number because nobody around here that would not know that phone number.
I was thinking maybe there'd be a chance that before the program's over, Bob would sing the phone number for us.
Wow.
I can sing that phone number anytime, but when I try to put a different phone number to music, it's really challenging. But the 109 You Pull It number, it was what made our business special
iconic,
for so many
man.
Years.
I mean, honestly, there's, you know, when I grew up, they had a guy, and you know, because if you live in New England, you get either Boston or New York. TV stations, right? Right. We got local ones, but basically, and so WPTZ, which is like a big station in New York, and they had these commercials, a guy named Crazy Eddie, and he had an electronics store. My prices are so low, they're insane, right? He's just a local guy. It blew that company's business like sky high doing these local as a local commercial. And the same thing, I mean, there's nobody in and around the Triad area that wouldn't know that commercial and wouldn't know that company.
Well, it was a gift from God, though. We had done the commercial one time, and I just said the phone number, and but the whole thing came down to the Family Life Center at church. They got to talking about building a Family Life Center, and it was something my wife and I knew that we absolutely had to get behind, and so we increased our giving. And 2 weeks after I increased our giving, a guy from the TV station showed up and says, "Hey, Bob, you need a commercial on TV." And I laughed at him. I thought that was the funniest thing, a junkyard on TV. You've lost your mind. And he explained how we could get started and everything, and we, you know, said, "Well, we'll give it a try. It's not too bad. We'll give it a try." And we did, and 2 months after we went on TV, for every dollar we were making before the commercial, 2 months later we were making a dollar and a half. And wow. It was just an instant blessing from God, and I saw it as a sign that he approved of our getting by.
You can't outgive God, right?
There you go.
I mean, no matter.
There you go. He made that terribly just really, really, really crystal clear to me that, you know, I did what he told me to do, and he did what he said he would do, and it was just amazing. It was just such a blessing for a business, and
When did the idea of singing the song? Because that's something that, as Bob
was right.
Mark said, everybody knows that.
Well, we had done it one time, and I just said it, dial 788-9122, and we'll come get that car for you. And we were getting ready to change it up a little bit and going to film it again. And the people came, and we filmed it, and I said it like I did before. And then right before they threw the camera back in the van, I said, "Let me try something really quick." And I'd been riding around in my truck. I said, "If that was a song with that phone number, it'd stick with people a whole lot better." So I was thinking, song and a phone number, song and a phone. 867-5309. So 788-9122. And we'll come get that car for you. And they filmed it one time, threw the camera in the truck. They came back the next week, says, "We put the commercial together." I'd almost forgotten that I'd sang it for them. And they said, "We put the song at the end." I said, "No, you can't do that. I was just goofing around." And it turned out to be an awesome blessing for our business. And it was like Velcro. Whether you want to or not, if you lived in this area, most folks knew that phone number. And if they couldn't quite remember, we'd have people call in the afternoon and say, "Hey, I was trying to get that number right all day, but when the kids got off the bus, they were singing it, and I give y'all a call." You know, for generations, that
the rest is history.
Yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
They got that commercial on TV. I forget for what financial company where they sing it. So then they had a contest for people to sing it. So that's the last thing you people would have done that. They would have.
We did that. We did that. I did it like Elvis a few times. I did a Copperhead Road version. I did so many. You know, I dial 788-9122.
Oh,
and
wow!
The wheel will come and get that car for you. But so had wow. So much fun with it through the years. So much fun. Did a Jackson 5 version one time.
Oh, and, no way. Wow.
Yeah, it was just a lot of fun we had with it. And my son, you know, loved being in the commercials. We had him as picking up cars sometimes. And then he had tied me up and put me in a car one time. We just had a great run with the commercials and a lot of fun. A lot of great memories there.
Absolutely. And we're about ready to go into break, but just a little bit of a preview. When we come back from break, we're going to have Scott be on the line with us. He's going to kind of give us a preview of what's going on with Jesus Labor of Love and stuff. As I mentioned, Scott Barton is one of the ones that is the contacts, and he does a lot of legwork for Jesus Labor of Love. And God uses them in a pretty powerful way. And I tell you, Scott was also an answered prayer from Robbie on his dedication to the ministry. Again, Kingdom Pursuits. Be back with you in a moment.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Jerry Mathis from Ray's Body Shop and Record Service with Bob Young and Mark Garrow. And on the line, I got Scott, and he's going to kind of give us a snapshot of what's going on and what's going on in the ministry with Jesus Labor of Love. In this last hour, we heard a pretty awesome story of Sunshine and Mark coming together with a vehicle being gifted through the Jesus Labor of Love, and a big part of that was Scott putting them together. Scott, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What a great show this morning, Jerry.
Yeah, it's been a blessing.
I never put together who Bob was. I didn't know he was the You Pull It guy.
Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, man.
No.
You didn't know we had...
I realized that I knew his voice. I just wasn't sure what from. But I just want to thank you guys for doing so much in the community, Jerry, and for helping the ladies that come there, and Mark, so much for helping Sunshine. What a testimony. What a testimony. That was awesome. And I'm just humbled to be a part of this ministry, and I'm nothing more than a conduit vessel. So I'm just a small part, and I'm just humbled to be a part of it. One of my favorite scriptures is Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And I just try to keep that in mind, because we all do have these valleys and these seasons. And I just want to thank you guys for your show today.
Yeah,
it's just an honor to be a part of this ministry.
Oh, I just want to just thank you, because I can't tell you, and I'm sure you know this. God brought you into this ministry because Robbie had been praying for that helping hand and for the last few years. And when he called me and told me about your involvement and what you were wanting to just dive in and help in any way, I was just so grateful. And a little bit real quick before you go up there, I never really heard the story on your end. What drew you to the ministry of Jesus Labor of Love?
I just happened to be listening one Saturday morning. I was getting ready to go into the auto parts store, and I had it on the radio. And he said that he was praying for a helper and somebody who had patience and gratitude and compassion and empathy for people. And I just thought, what an opportunity. And I prayed real quick, and I called, and I got Beth Ann, and they put me on hold, and we prayed about it, and he asked me to come in, and we talked, and I just felt like God just put me there, and it's just been a total blessing. And I look forward to calling these people and praying with them, and you're right, we get people, we've had some from California, and I ask, you know, how did you hear about us? And they listen to it on their podcast or their computer. So our exposure has been unbelievable.
Yeah, God is certainly using that ministry and growing it and meeting needs that, you know, so many times, you know, God just, I've sat here sometimes, I just get chills just how God places people and stuff. Even from the part of when you just start talking about your progression as far as getting involved in the ministry, talking to Beth Ann and stuff, I just look, you know, Beth Ann used to work here at Truth Broadcasting and left, and now she's back. And I just think, you know, God has so many things and sort of orchestrates our lives in ways we don't understand it. And my connection with Mark and my connection with Bob, and, you know, I look how God's hand was in that and stuff. And you know what?
He likes to connect the dots.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's interesting about what you see, because there are a lot of times, And I was just talking about our mutual friend, Tim Kepley, and we always are laughing. We don't really know how we became such good friends, you know. It just, that's God connecting dots, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And Scott, I can't tell you how grateful I am, and I know that God's using you in a mighty way. And you know, a lot of times, you know, the big things are when we hear about a car being given to somebody. But you know what? Probably some of the most important things is somebody taking time and praying with somebody and letting them know that somebody really cares for them on this side of heaven. But more importantly, somebody bigger than all of us, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, cares for them.
Scott, I'd like to ask you one question. We saw with Sunshine somebody who was just so grateful. I mean, from the moment, you know, I pulled up, she came straight chasing after the car. She knew more about the car. I mean, she'd run the VIN number and done all that kind of stuff. And thought it was going to be pink. And I think that's why her hesitation maybe to take the car. She goes, well, I guess God wants me to have a pink car. I don't know where that came from, but she said she got that off the VIN. But what are do most people have this reaction to whatever it is, whether it's you had some body work done or you had mechanical work done or you were able to find them a car?
Yes, they do, but they're not able to articulate it in such a manner as Sunshine. She was truly amazing. I could almost see her in a pulpit one day. So they express their gratitude in other ways, and some you hear from and some you don't. But they're all very thankful, yes. They just, everybody expresses it in different ways. So it was a joy to listen to her this morning, and I'm sure a lot of people heard it and were really moved by her testimony. She's a real inspiration to so many. But yes, they are, but they just express it differently. Most people may not be able to articulate their thoughts so eloquently like Sunshine. Oh. So she was so thankful to you, Mark. So thank you so much. And I'm just truly humbled to be a part of this. Robbie put it all together, and I'm just one little piece.
Yeah, but God puts all those pieces together and makes the perfect puzzle, and that's where it's no longer a puzzle. It's just a beautiful picture, and that's what God does in our lives in so many ways. And, Scott, you're a big part of that, and I know that this morning as I let you get off the line and stuff, I just thank you for what you do, and I just thank you for the lives that you're going to be touched through the ministry. And you play your part of that, and as you are a vital piece of that puzzle, man. And just thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for all of you guys do. Amazing show today.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Great.
And, you know, and one thing I want to touch on as Scott goes away, I'm sure he'll be able to hear this on the radio, is the fact that, you know, I tell people all the time, if you give an engineer a problem and enough money and enough time, they'll solve it, right? Say satellites, for instance, right? Okay, I want to beam a light up to a mirror 26,000 miles above the Earth, and I want that to come back at a certain angle, and it'll sound better than me and you talking right here in the room together. And an engineer worked it out. The real brilliance was who thought of that. Okay, I think I can send a beam up there, and this is what how it's... So the big picture, right, that's where the brilliance comes from. And that's where I give Robbie this massive credit, that God, you know, sort of whispered in his ear, this is something that's needed. But then the brilliance comes to think that big. Because you said, Bob, and when he first approached you guys, like, you know, you're going like, wow, this is a big, you know, a big thing to bite off. But what you were really thinking was, man's lost his mind, right? This is, you know,
well, maybe a little bit.
Seriously, I mean, that's part of the thing. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Like, okay, this is, I get it. It's a good thing. Big Pete, but you know, you got to be a half out of your mind to think this is going to, you'd be able to tackle this. And so again, that's where the brilliance comes from, right? The brilliance is the big idea. And eventually you bring upon people like Scott and the other people that have come in, and they become the arms and the legs and the tentacles to go out there and make a lot of this stuff happen and work side by side with Robbie. But the brilliance of it is to have God speak to you, and then you use that to come up with something as big as this labor of love.
Yeah, I think for me, and I think I'm probably going to speak for Bob also, There's no brilliance involved in it. It's just being humble enough to say, okay, God, you're in control, and where are you going to take us in this ministry? And you know what? I know that as I was sitting there when Robbie first introduced it and stuff, one thing I knew, I saw his passion for it and his compassion for those that needed that ministry. And I knew he had been praying about it. When he said God pointed me and told me this is something I need to be involved in, I knew 100%.
And I bet you, though, God had pointed other people towards that, and they thought, it's too big, I'm not capable, and just didn't believe it. Didn't believe in the awesomeness of God, the bigness of God, and Robbie did.
Yeah.
Well, see, I kind of thought Robbie was crazy when he approached me about joining the team and being a part of it, you know.
He just wanted you to sing the commercial. No,
but when he approached me, I was like,
"The junkyard, Christian junkyard guy.
Are you sure about this? You know?" He's like, "Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I feel pretty strong about it." And I was kind of wondering about it. You mentioned Satellite, and it just brought it to my mind. Last week we were in Daytona, and at 10:59 they had a Satellite launch. It had been cloudy all day, and I'm like, well, we probably won't be able to see it. My buddy stepped out on the balcony, and the next thing you know, there's the huge red glow to the south, and it seemed like it came straight toward us and then turned and went. You know, it's probably just the angle and everything, but it was we'd seen launches down there before, but that was the best one we'd seen. And when you say, you know, the way this thing launched, you know, it just reminded me of that Satellite, and Robbie just got it started, and it took off, and it's done amazing things.
You know, God is good, and part of what I want to do is wrap up the show when we come back from our break is kind of talk about, as I said, I want to get into the racing part, because God is everywhere, and it's a lot of times we don't realize. I know at Bowman Gray, at Bob's, very involved at Bowman Gray, and has always been involved at Bowman Gray and stuff. God is working there. God is working in the NASCAR, at the big tracks and the small tracks, and in those communities also. And we're going to talk a little bit about those stories as we go to break. I'd love for you to call in and give us a call on what you think God has used you in and how he has at 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I tell you what a great show this morning, just being able to have in the studio with me Bob Young and Mark Garrow. And Scott had called in early just talking about Jesus' labor of love. But right now we have a call in live from Florida, sunny Florida, I'm sure. We don't have much sun. Well, we do have sunshine. It's a little cold up here, but we have Amy Carbo on the line.
Who not is the Carbo. Cabo.
Cabo. That's about to get this wrong.
Cabo.
Cabo.
Cabo. Like Cabo. Cabo St. Lucas, right?
Amy, give us a little bit of hint of what kind of great show you're going to have on with The Cure. It comes on at 1 o'clock Eastern time on the Truth Network, and I'm sure that you've got a blessing coming our way.
Yes, sure, Jerry. Thanks. We have today Travis Horn, who holds a Guinness Book record as the balance guru. He's an ex-Marine, which you could almost be sure. One of the challenges is PTSD, but this guy's the epitome of mind over matter. And he's got so much to teach us. The guy is amazing. I'm really excited to have him as a guest.
Wow. So, you know, As I have you on the line, one thing, and I've kind of went back to some of the podcasts and stuff and caught different parts of it, it is how, you know, sort of looking back at some of your history and stuff, you know, as we've talked about here so many times, how God uses us and uses our circumstances to bless others and bring encouragement to others. And that's what your show's all about.
Yes, of course. God is the key. He's the answer to everything, and he is definitely the cure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll make sure we tune in 1 o'clock Eastern time and hear The Cure. And Amy, I know it'll be a great show, and we look forward to hearing it.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. Also on the line, we have Sarah from the coast of North Carolina. And Sarah, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. I'm a little tired, I must say. I did a night audit last night, third to fifth, but I stayed up for you guys and for anybody who's listening.
Well, I'm glad you did. And when you get off of here, you can get some sleep, right?
Yes, hopefully I can. I got to be back tonight. I'm so blessed to be able to be working right now. I just want to jump right into it, but if I can, if that's okay with you.
Yep. Fire away.
All right. My dad's name is Larry Thomas, and he has been in federal prison in Butner, North Carolina for 13 years. And his release date is in 2025. My dad has four daughters. Well, you know, dads always help their daughters with their vehicles and stuff when they can, when they're there with them. Now, my dad is serving the Lord in Butner, and he's helping other inmates with their walk with Christ. And I'm super proud of my dad right now. But anyhow, I had bought a vehicle, and it was not safe for me to drive, but I did get it inspected. North Carolina inspections passed it and everything. And the mechanics looked at it, and they said, Sarah, don't drive that car. The chassis rusted underneath it. I said, oh, no. And they said, dangerous, don't drive it. So I did it. I talked to my dad about it. He said, babe, girl, he said, I want you to go to ChristianCarGuy.com. He said, they can help you. He said, just try it. Just try it. Just give it a try. I said, oh, no, Dad, there's no way they're going to help me out, you know, because I found myself in financial distress from helping my mom and my sisters and my nephews. They've come across some financial issues, and then I, too, found myself there and couldn't afford to get the chassis fixed. Pretty expensive. I filled out the application online, and it was 3 days later I got a call back from Scott. And he said, Sarah, I just want you to know I've got the funds to get the welding done on the car. And I said, wow, really? I found a place that was willing to do it now, because a lot of people want to touch cars that have been that have got rust underneath them, or, you know, because things start falling apart. I talked to somebody from Young's Welding, and the guy, he said, I'm going to help you out. He did it. They paid for it. The car, he said, don't keep them long. He said, don't take on no long trips or nothing. He said, but it's safe for you to drive now. So I was driving it, and I went to my interview for my job that I have now. And I want y'all to know, on the way back from that interview, my timing jumped on the car, because the water pump went out. Now, it's an 04 Chrysler Pacifica. And I said, oh, no. I got the job within 10 minutes of my interview. So I was super excited. I'm driving my car. I'm, you know, happy. And all of a sudden, my engine just locks up. Or it just stops, and my steering wheel locks up. And guess what? There's a church right there to the right. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I pull right into that church. Because I'm out here in the country now. I'm not on the coast. I'm in Coates, which is near Campbell University. I pull right into this church parking lot, and I get the car towed. And the people that got the car now is a place here in Coates. But they told me, they said, you know, Sarah, this car just ain't worth doing the work to it. Well, I went ahead and got the water pump and the timing belt and all that stuff like I was told to do. That was what was wrong with it. It said timing jumped on the car. My car, it never had a tick, 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 tick to it or a knock, knock, knock. So I knew that my engine's still good. It's always cranked up for me. Good little car, good little running car. It's the only thing I got. Well, people at the shop told me the other day, they said, well, you might as well just not even get the work done, and you can dunk the car. We'll give you $100 for it right now, Sarah. And I was discouraged. And I said, oh, man. You know, I'm doing good. One minute I've got my car going now, and I got the chassis fixed, and I've got me a job, and then it turns off on me. Okay, well, now I've got my parts. Okay, now I've got it out of shop, and now they're telling me it's not worth anything, Sarah. Just go on it and get rid of it. We'll give you $100 for it right now. I said, $100? I said, oh, God. I said, well, I'm gonna talk to my daddy about that. The man started going into, well, the pistons are messed up in the engine, and then it goes ticking and knocking. And I said, well, my car's never ticked or knocked, not one time. I said, well, let me think about it. And then something just come over me, and you know what, Sarah, you've come this far. God's brought you this far. Don't give up on that car right now. You've got the parts to it. You've got it here in the shop. have the man go on and fix it. Because he didn't want to fix it. He just wanted me to sign the title over to him. He wanted to hand me $520 bills. I guess because I'm a woman and I don't really know much about cars, but I got to thinking, I said, well, my car ain't never even kicked, not once. It don't recoil. It ain't a brand new car, but it's a good little running car, I think. And I just said, here, I'm going to make my decision right now. I said, just go ahead and fix the car. I said, and if the engine does go out, I said, you know what, it'll go out on my time. And God's time, but right now it's doing me good, and I'm not going to lose faith in it. And it was almost like the devil was testing me, because, and even my daughter, 14, her name is Samantha, she said, Mom, she said, don't be discouraged, Mom. She said, there's a reason that this is happening. She said, and you're being tested. Are you going to pass the test, Mom? My daughter, she is so wonderful, and very proud of her, but when I spoke to her, it just kind of like confirmed what I was feeling and thinking at the shop at the time. Like, I've come this far. God brought me this far. This is all I've got. For the $100, I can't make it back and forth to work. And guess what? So he's fixing the car, and he's only charging me $450 to put the Commandel and the water pump on, which is a good deal, I've heard. And I'm gonna be paying for that because I've got my job now. But I'm just wondering if it's gonna be worth it. So I'll find out in the next week or two once the car's ready to go. But I'm not gonna lose the faith, guys. I mean, God brought me this far, and you know, whenever I told my dad, I said, Dad, they called, Scott from Christian Car Guys called me. They're gonna fix my car, Dad. He was so happy that he had a little part in helping me start my life over and helping me get back on my feet. And it's all for the grace of God.
Sarah, thank you for sharing this story. And I know that I feel like I'm cutting you off, but we're fixing to go into a break. But you know what? Just keep praying, and God will, I think God is going to bless you in a way. I may not understand it right now, and you may not, but God will get you through this as you went to the right place, went to the Lord Jesus Christ, looked for help, and he's going to get you through it.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, and as I mentioned, I just want to make sure I touch on this because of, I think part of Kingdom Pursuits is taking our passion and growing the kingdom with that, and I think Bob and Mark have a platform in different areas, and as I mentioned a few moments ago, Bob is really involved, and this is two guys that really love racing that are in front of me. And at Bowman Gray, the local track here, and which is sort of one of the roots of NASCAR, goes back all those years and stuff. Bob has always been involved there, and we think, you know, so many times Jesus isn't at the racetrack. And I used to always love whenever the last few years Morgan Shepherd running with that Jesus Saves
Racing
car.
Racing
for Jesus. That's what it was. I mean, you know, the NASCAR events and stuff, he was, you know, managed to field.
And there
the
were
car.
People, by the way, that didn't like that.
I know.
I promise you.
Well, the winner of the Daytona 500 this year, Michael McDowell, he's a very strong Christian.
Look, and that's the real deal.
Yes.
I am telling you right now, when it comes to Michael McDowell, I couldn't have been happier. Now, I don't root for or against anybody, but I have to admit, getting down towards the end of the race, I'm going like, man, this would be pretty cool, you know, if Michael could pull this thing off. Because I'll tell you what kind of people Michael is. Number one, he is very well-liked inside the garage, right? Number two, most people don't know he and his wife, you know, I think it was a baby from Russia. They adopted a baby, or maybe it was China. I'm sorry. They had some physical issues. And, of course, over in those countries, they look at those kids and they go, like, throw them away. And they went and got one. and adopted and brought them. And matter of fact, Michael told me one time how, you know, he was kind of over here and his wife went over there and she ended up there for, you know, weeks trying to get this process done. He said, so, you know, again, they're the whole family and is the real deal. So sometimes these athletes stand up, oh, I want to thank God and whatever. And I'm not saying they don't mean it, right? I'm not saying they don't. But there are some people that stand up and do it, and you know they live it. And Michael McDowell is one of those guys.
Amen.
Being genuine. I mean, and people can see that. And I think back Michael McDowell. He was on, and I don't know if he was in on the show on Christian Car Guy. When you've been on there, I know I've been on the show with him. We've done interviews with him early on in his NASCAR racing career when he was involved in a couple ministries at the racetrack and stuff. And, yeah, you could just hear it in his voice. He wasn't just saying the words. He was living the words and meant them, and it was coming from his heart.
And again, just to show you again how people feel about this guy, of course, with Corona, his wife and kids weren't allowed to be at the racetrack. Most times you win a big race like that and you know, I mean, this is one. 358 starts, 14 years of grinding away. This man would have loved to have his family there. Even his car owner wasn't there, you know, because again, you're allowed only so many people, you know, and they're a relatively small team, Front Row Motorsports. But what was really neat was to get these pictures on Twitter. He landed in Concord the next morning. Of course, NASCAR put him on their jet, you know, Harley J. Earl trophy and all that. You know, you kind of get some privileges. You win the Daytona 500, right? Your own little private jet ride home and all that kind of stuff. When he landed, not only were his wife and kids there, but all these other drivers, their families, friends, and whatever. And he had like a pep rally at the Concord Airport near Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's what people think of Michael McDowell.
Yeah, and I go back to what I said earlier about Bob at, you know, the local track at Bowman Gray. I mean, I think everybody who walks through and pays or doesn't pay to walk in that stadium knew Bob Young and knows Bob Young. I mean, he's one of those recognizable faces and singing the telephone number voices. But also, a lot of people at the racetrack known Bob Young's story, just like my story and all of our stories, and they see the difference Jesus Christ has made in his life, and that's intriguing to people. I mean, sometimes you don't have to, sometimes we don't, to spread the gospel, we don't have to say a word about the gospel.
Or just give them your testimony, right, Bob? You struggle sometimes. Well, what would I say to somebody? And I've said this before to Stu Epperson, right, of Truth Radio. God, I really just don't know what to say. Tell them your story.
Well, tell them that there's nobody that'll let you hit them in the head with a Bible but about twice, and they're going to walk away. But they'll listen to the mistakes you made in your life and the way God took those mistakes and turned them into positive things. And, you know, I faced adversity for years and years and still do every day. But God's always given me a way. He's shown me the way. And we've always, you know, come out ahead of the game. And it's because of the help I got from him.
Yeah. And as I'm saying with Mark, I just, you know, how many times people don't realize that Jesus is alive and well in NASCAR and in the pits and stuff. I mean, there's a Bible studies that go on. Well, obviously, probably not now, but in the past. And we'll look for it in the future.
Look, the first people to testify, David Smith, who passed away from cancer, worked at RCR, Lake Speed. Never forget. I walked in that garage as a 20-something-year-old kid, and they immediately wanted to testify about Jesus. Man, it was great, Bob. Jerry, thanks for having me.
Again, glad you listened with us this morning, Kingdom Pursuits. And tomorrow, go to church somewhere. Go online, listen to Jesus Christ's story. And also, in a dark world, be the light.
This is the Truth Network.